B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph. We're going to start seven lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis. And before we start the Gemara, I'd like to make a short introduction. We know that any Avera that Zadoina Ikoros, Shigagosa Ichatos, a type of Avera that when it's done intentionally, he'll be Chayev Koros. If it's done by mistake, then he'll be Chayev Chatos. It's also absolutely clear that if somebody does the same Avera twice, Behelam Echod, in one lapse of unawareness, that he wasn't aware, that's why it's called a Shegeg, he wasn't aware that this package of meat is Chelev, he ate one Kazayis, and then he ate another Kazayis, obviously not Teich Kdei Achilas Pras, he didn't eat them in the same, within a very short time from each other, because then it's considered a single eating. But let's say he ate two pieces of chelev apart from each other, then he's going to be chayev one chatos only. And that is absolutely clear that if somebody did the same avera behelam echod, assuming that when he became knowledgeable, when he became aware that he had done the avera, which is the point where he's then chayev chatos, he became aware of both isurim that he had done, he became aware of them both at the same time. For example, that both pieces of chelev came from the same batch of meat, and he ate once, and then he ate again, behelam echod, and then he suddenly became aware that that whole bunch of meat was chelev, he's clearly only chayev one chatos. If he had knowledge and awareness of the avera between one piece of chelev and the next, for example, he ate one kazayis of chelev, not knowing that it was chelev, and then he became aware that it was chelev, he's chayev chatos. And then he ate another kazayis of chelev, not being aware it's chelev, and then again he became aware. Since there was an awareness between one time he ate the issa and the other time, he's clearly chayev two chatois, not one chatos. Since he did the two isurim, not behelam echod, not in one lapse of unawareness. So that means knowledge and awareness between one Issa and the next is clearly a new mechayev, a new liability for a korban. If he became aware, and he became aware of both Isurim that he did at the same time, then he's chayev one chatos. If somebody only became aware of the first kazayis, he's chayev chatos. And he actually brings the korban, and then he becomes aware of the second kazayis. That means at 1 o'clock in the afternoon he ate one kazayis. He thought it was kosher. At 2 o'clock he ate a second kazayis. At 3 o'clock he became aware that the kazayis that he ate at 1 o'clock was chelev. He's chayev chatos. At 4 o'clock he brings the chatos. At 5 o'clock he becomes aware that the chelev he ate at 2 o'clock was chelev. Then he has to bring another chatos. That means if there's awareness between one Issa and the next, he's chayev two chatois. If he brings a korban chatos between becoming aware of once he was over the Issa and the second time, he's also mechayev two chatois. The question is going to be, what happens if he has an awareness between, that means the awareness of the two Isurim that he did were not at the same time, but it was before he brought the korban. For example, at 3 o'clock he became aware that the kazayis he ate at 1 o'clock was chelev, and he didn't bring the korban. At 4 o'clock he becomes aware that the kazayis he ate at 2 o'clock was chelev. He hasn't yet brought any korban. Does he have to bring one or two? And what's with the next stage? What happens if at 3 o'clock, when he became aware that the kazayis he ate at 1 o'clock was chelev, he didn't bring the korban, but he separated the korban. He already dedicated an animal to be a korban chatos at 3 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, he realizes that the kazayis he ate at 2 o'clock was also chelev. Do we say that since he's not yet been makriv, he hasn't yet offered up this chatos, then the same chatos will serve for both isurim that he did, behelam echod? That's going to be a discussion in our Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Kotzar v'tochan k'greigreis b'shigigas Shabbos v'zodoin melochis. If he either reaps, not either, if he also reaps and also grinds the size of a groygres, which is a dried fig. We're going to see later in Maseches Shabbos that every melacha, there's a minimum size and mount, a measure that one has to do of that melacha to be chayiv. And those melachas to do with food are generally the size of a groygres. So he did ktsira, he reaped as much as it as a groygres. And he was toichen, he ground that same size. He did two Isurei Shabbos, two different Av Melachas on Shabbos, but it was Shigigas Shabbos, Vezodin Melachis. He knew that one is not allowed to do these two Melachas on Shabbos, but he was not aware that it was Shabbos. And we've already seen, we saw in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, that if somebody is aware of the Melachas, but he's unaware of Shabbos, however many Melachas he does, he only brings a single Chatos. Because a Chatos is for Shogeg. What was his Shogeg? His Shogeg, his mistake was not thinking that Ktsira is Mutter, or thinking that Tchina is Mutter. His mistake was he didn't realize it was Shabbos. That's a single mistake. He brings one Chatos. So he did Kotzar V'tochan B'shigigas Shabbos V'zodin Melochis. That was, let's call it, at 1 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, V'chozar V'kotzar V'tochan, he again did Ktsira and Tchina. Kegregris, the size of a kegregris, bezodin Shabbos v'shigegas melochis, but this time he was aware that it was Shabbos, but he was unaware that these, either he was unaware, he became unaware, he forgot that ksira and techina are also on Shabbos, and we know that somebody who does two melochis, bezodin Shabbos v'shigegas melochis, has to bring two chatois, he has to bring a separate chatos for each av melocha. So at 1 o'clock, he did two melachis that were Shigigas Shabbos, which will be and should be mechayiv him one chatos. At 2 o'clock, he did again Ktsira and Tchino, which this time Shigigas melachis, which would be mechayiv him two chatois. But he's totally unaware. He doesn't know anything yet. V'noidaloi, at 3 o'clock, for argument's sake, at 3 o'clock, it became aware to him, it became known to him, al Ktsira or Tchino shel Shigigas Shabbos v'zodoin melochis. It became aware to him that the melochis he did at 1 o'clock, that indeed he did those melochis. He becomes aware it was Shabbos, and those two melochis were also. So now he's chayiv one chatos. And he doesn't yet know that the two melochis he did at 2 o'clock were also. He doesn't yet know that. V'chozar v'noidaloi, at 4 o'clock it became clear to him, al ktsira v'al tchino shel zodoin Shabbos v'shigigas melochis. So at 4 o'clock, it became known to him that he's now chayev two chatois for the two melachas he did at 2 o'clock. So if we made a calculation, it would seem he has to bring three chatois: one for the two averas he did at 1 o'clock, it was shigigas Shabbos, and two for the two averas he did at 2 o'clock, which were shigigas melachis. But that's not the case. At 3 o'clock, when he became aware that the melachas he did at 1 o'clock, which he did b'shigigas Shabbos, and his chayiv one korban, and Rashi says at that point at 3 o'clock, he didn't bring his korban, but he was mafrish the korban, and at that point, ktsira gireres ktsira. Since the ktsira of 1 o'clock, he's now got his chayiv a chatos, he was mafrish a chatos for the avera of shigigas Shabbos that he did at 1 o'clock. That shigigas Shabbos included two melachis, Ktsira and Tchina. Now we know that if you do two of the same melachas behelam echod, you only chayiv one chatos. The ktsira he did at 1 o'clock and the ktsira he did at 2 o'clock were behelam echod. He had no awareness between them. So the ktsira, which the korban chatos, the one korban chatos that he's chayiv at 3 o'clock, which covers the ktsira and the tchina of 1 o'clock, that means the one korban chatos which he becomes chayiv at 3 o'clock for realizing that he had the shigigas Shabbos at 1 o'clock incorporates a kapora for the ktsira and the tchina of 1 o'clock. So the ktsira of 1 o'clock, gireres, it draws with it the ktsira of 2 o'clock. Utchino and the tchina of 1 o'clock, gireres tchino, draws with it and takes with it the tchina of 2 o'clock. So you have one korban chatos which he was chayiv at 3 o'clock, and includes all the averas that he did. That's the first halacha, and that seems to be clear. Avol noidaloi al ktsira shel zodoin Shabbos v'shigigas melachis. What happens if At 3 o'clock, he didn't become aware that the averus he did at 1 o'clock, which was Shigigas Shabbos, he becomes aware and is chayev that one chatos. No, he doesn't become aware of that yet. At 3 o'clock, he becomes aware that the two averus he did at 2 o'clock, which were Shigigas Melochos, he becomes aware that they were also, those two melochos were also. He's now chayev two chatois, one for ktsira of 2 o'clock and one for tchina of 2 o'clock. Avol noidaloi. Al ktsira shel zodoin Shabbos for shigigas melochis. If he becomes aware, not of the ktsira or the tchina of 1 o'clock, he becomes aware just of the ktsira of 2 o'clock. And that has its own chatos, because it's shigigas melochis. Then, ktsira gereres ktsira. The ktsira of 1 o'clock follows the ktsira of 2 o'clock. Since he's now chayev chatos for the ktsira of 2 o'clock, And ktsira is the same melacha. They were both done behelam echod. So the chatos for the ktsira of 2 o'clock covers the ktsira of 1 o'clock. Utchino sheimo. Since the chatos, the shoigeg of the 1 o'clock was not the ktsira, it was shigigas Shabbos. It was the one chiyuv chatos for the one mistake of forgetting about Shabbos. So since the ktsira of 2 o'clock draws with it the ktsira of 1 o'clock, and the ktsira of 1 o'clock was the same shoigig as the tchina of 1 o'clock, it was shigigas Shabbos, so that the ktsira of 2 o'clock, the chatos that's going to cover the ktsira of 2 o'clock, is going to cover the ktsira of 1 o'clock, and with it, the tchina of 1 o'clock. Or tchina shekenegdo, but the tchina of 2 o'clock, bimkoimo imedes. There's no korban chatos that's going to cover that. And when he becomes aware that at 2 o'clock he did tchina, and it was also on Shabbos, then he's going to have to bring a second korban chatos. Abaya Omar. Abaya says that tchina nami gereres tchina. In the same way as the ktsira of 2 o'clock draws with it the ktsira of 1 o'clock. The ktsira of 1 o'clock draws with it the tchina of 1 o'clock. Then so too the tchina of 1 o'clock draws with it the tchina of 2 o'clock. And with a single chatos, he's potter from all the averus that he did. Not like Rava. Rava says that the tchina of 1 o'clock cannot draw with it the tchina of 2 o'clock. And Abaya argues, tchino nami greres tchino. Why? Because shem tchino achasi. It's the same issa. He did twice the same issa, behelam echod, and therefore the same chatos will work for both. That's the machlekes Rava and Abaya here. Says the Gemara, umi islei l'Rava. Greira, does Rava hold, as you said here, the concept of greira, that one melocha can draw with it? When you bring a chatos for one melocha, it can draw with it and be poiter a second chatos. And Rava said that here, because Rava said that not only does the ktsira of 2 o'clock bind with the ktsira of 1 o'clock, and Rashi says that does not really need greira. That's the typical case of the same melocha being done behelam echod. Since the korban of ktsira of 2 o'clock is a korban, it's a chatos on the shoigeg called ktsira, then the ktsira of 1 o'clock goes with it naturally without needing greira. But then there's a greira, the ktsira of 1 o'clock draws with it the ktsira of the tchina of 1 o'clock, and then according to Rava, that's it. The tchina of 1 o'clock does not draw with it the tchina of 2 o'clock. Okay, but Rava agrees that the ktsira of 1 o'clock draws with it the ktsira of 1 o'clock. Asks the Gemara, "Miestei l'Rava greira? Vo itmar? Did we not learn? Ochal shtei zeisei chelev behelam echod. If somebody ate a kazayis of chelev at 1 o'clock, he didn't know it was chelev. It was a mistake. And then he ate at 2 o'clock another kazayis of chelev. He still doesn't know. V'noida loy al achas mehem. At 3 o'clock, it becomes known to him. He becomes aware that at 1 o'clock, what the kazayis he ate was chelev. V'chozar v'ochal kazayis. He's still unaware that the kazayis he ate at 2 o'clock is chelev, but now at 4 o'clock he's eating a third kazayis. And now the first kazayis was behelam echod from the second kazayis. Now there is an awareness. At 3 o'clock he became aware that the first kazayis was chelev, He's yet unaware that the second kazayis was chaylev, and at 4 o'clock he eats yet another kazayis, which means it's behelam echod of the second kazayis. And what's the halacha? Omar Rava. Rava says, Hevi korban al rishin. He became aware at 3 o'clock that the kazayis he ate at 1 o'clock was chaylev. He has to bring a korban for the kazayis of 1 o'clock. And then rishin v'sheni miskaprin. Since the first two kazayisim were eaten behelam echod, the korban he brings for the first kazayis covers the second kazayis as well. Gimel. But the third kazayis, which he ate at 4 o'clock, ain't a miskapir. Since the korban he's bringing is for the first kazayis, and the third kazayis was not behelam echod of the first kazayis, because at 3 o'clock he became aware that the first kazayis was chaylev, and only afterwards he ate the third kazayis at 4 o'clock. So Rava says, you bring one korban for the first kazayis, it draws with it, it includes the second kazayis, but not the third kazayis. Shlishi einem miskaper. Hevi korban al shlishi. In the event that he becomes aware that the third kazayis, the one he ate at 4 o'clock, is chaylev, then if he brings a korban for that kazayis, and Rashi says that when he brings the korban, he says, I'm bringing the korban for the kazayis I ate at 4 o'clock, then shlishi v'sheini miskaprim. The kazayis he ate at 4 o'clock and the kazayis he ate at 2 o'clock, those are going to be included because they were both eaten behelam echod. Rishon, but the kazayis he ate at 1 o'clock, einim miskapir, because before he ate the third kazayis, which is the one he's actually bringing the korban for, he became aware that the first kazayis, the one he ate at 1 o'clock, was chaylev, and therefore rishon einim miskapir. Hevi korban al emtzoi. If he becomes aware that the kazayis he ate at 2 o'clock was chaylev, and he brings a korban for that, niskapru kulon. Then all of them, he doesn't need to bring any more chatos. Why? Because the first kazayis was eaten behela mechod with the second kazayis, and the second kazayis was eaten behela mechod with the third kazayis. So bringing a korban for the second kazayis will include in it the first kazayis and the third kazayis. That's what Rava says. Abaya Omar. Abaya says, afilu hevi korban al echod men. Abaya says, if you bring a korban for any one of those kazayisim, even if you bring a korban for the first kazayis, then Abaya says, niskapru kulam. Because if you bring a korban for the first kazayis, it takes with it the second kazayis, which was eaten behelam echod. And now that the second kazayis is included in the first kazayis, then the second kazayis can draw with it the third kazayis, which was behelam echod of the second kazayis, even though the third kazayis is not behelam echod with the first kazayis. That's called greira. And Rava says, no, Rava says we don't say greira. So the Gemara is asking, in the same way as bringing a korban for the first kazayis, will not patter the korban for the third kazayis, because even though the second kazayis is in between them, could draw it along, we don't say greira. If so, why in the case, that in the Gemara that we started with, if he becomes aware of the ktsira of 2 o'clock, and that patters the ktsira of 1 o'clock, because it's the same malocha, and it was done behelam echod, and there's a greira, and there Rava does say that there's greira, the ktsira of 1 o'clock, draws with it the tchina of 1 o'clock. So how can Rava say that the ktsira draws with it the tchina, even though the korban is only for ktsira? He didn't become aware of the tchina of 2 o'clock, and even if he did become aware, it would be a separate chatos. The ktsira of 2 o'clock is one chatos. We understand that since the ktsira of 1 o'clock is the same melacha, it was done behelam echod, it's the same korban, but how can you schlep with it, how can you draw with it the tchina of 1 o'clock if you don't hold greira? If you hold greira, we understand. Since ktsira and tchina of 1 o'clock is the same chatos, because it was shigigas shabbos, then the ktsira of 1 o'clock can draw with it the tchina of 1 o'clock. If you don't hold greira, and the korban for the ktsira of 2 o'clock is a ktsira korban, how can you draw with it the tchina of 1 o'clock? That's the question. Says the Gemara, Bosor de Shomei me Abaya Savra. There was this machlekas Abaya and Rava that we learnt with the three kazeisim of chaylev. After Rava held that Abaya holds of greira, then Rava agreed to Abaya with greira, and in the case so that we started with the ktsira and the tchina, Rava assumes that the logic of greira exists. Asks the Gemara, if Rava follows Abaya, well, there's still an argument there on this next stage of Greira, of whether the tchina of 1 o'clock can draw with it the tchina of 2 o'clock. Says the Gemara, Ihacha tchina nami tigari tchina. Why does the tchina of 1 o'clock not draw with it the tchina of 2 o'clock? It does according to Abaya, not according to Rava. Why? Says the Gemara, Greira isle, Greira de Greira lesle. Rava holds of one level of Greira, not of two levels of Greira. One level of Greira, that means the Ktsira of 2 o'clock and the Ktsira of 1 o'clock doesn't need Greira. That's one Melacha. And it's a Korban of Ktsira. So the Korban of Ktsira of 2 o'clock includes Ktsira of 1 o'clock even without Greira. Then we use Greira to say that the Ktsira Korban of 2 o'clock can include the Tchina of 1 o'clock, because Ktsira and Tchina of 1 o'clock is the same Chatos, it's the same Shigigas Shabbos. And then Abaya says that the Tchina of 1 o'clock includes and draws with it the Tchina of 2 o'clock, because it's the same Melacha, it's called Greira. But however, Rava says that since the Korban is for Ktsira, you need a double Greira in order to include the Tchina of 2 o'clock, and Rava says we don't go that far. Continues the Gemara. Milsa de Pshitale Abaya Verova. This that it was clear to Abaya Verova. Mi boile Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira didn't, it wasn't so clear to Reb Zeira. It's clear to both Abaya and Rava that Ktsira and Tchino, that was at 1 o'clock, which was Shigigas Shabbos, and Ktsira and Tchino of 2 o'clock, which was Shigigas Melochis, they are considered as if they have been done Behelam Echod. The question is Greira. And in the first case we saw before, if they became aware at 3 o'clock of the Ktsira and Tchino of 1 o'clock, then the one Chatos they bring for the Shigigas Shabbos includes and patters the Ktsira and Tchino of 2 o'clock. That we saw before. That was no Machlokes Abaya and Rava with that. So you see that the fact that there's a Shigigas Shabbos and there's a Shigigas Melochis, the fact that it's a different type of Shigig, a different type of mistake. Here the mistake was I forgot about Shabbos. Here the mistake was I forgot about these Melochis. Nonetheless, that does not compare it to awareness. It doesn't separate the Isurim to say it's as if you became aware between one time that you do the Issa and another. It's still called Helam Echod. And Reb Zeira, it seems not so clear according to Reb Zeira. Why? The boy Reb Zeira mir Reb Asi. Reb Zeira asked Reb Asi, V'omri lo boy mine Reb Yirmiyah mir Reb Zeira. Others say that what was clear to Abaye Verova was not clear to Reb Yirmiyah, and it was Reb Yirmiyah who asked Reb Zeira. Kotzar v'tochan chetzi greiros b'shigigas Shabbos. What happens if somebody does either Ktsira or Techina of half a Gregorus, which is not enough to be chayiv, as we said before, to be chayiv for the melachas of Shabbos, there's a minimum amount you have to do melacha. And chetzi Gregorus is only half. So if he did either Ktsira or Techina on half the shiur, and he did it b'shigigas Shabbos, he knew that it was also to do it on Shabbos, he forgot it was Shabbos. V'zodin melachis. That was at 1 o'clock. V'chozar at 2 o'clock, v'chozar v'kotzar, V'tochan chetzi greigros b'zodin Shabbos v'shigigas melachis. At 2 o'clock, he became aware that it was Shabbos, but now he forgot that Ktsira or Tchina are also on Shabbos. And he did either Ktsira or Tchina, the same melach he did at 1 o'clock, he does now again at 2 o'clock with another half a shiur. Do we say that it's behelam echod? Because he didn't become aware that he was doing an Issa. What he did at 1 o'clock, he thought he didn't realize it was Shabbos. What he's doing at 2 o'clock, he didn't realize it was Asa. So he's still not aware that he's done anything wrong. So it's Behelam Echod, just half of the Issa, half of the Melacha he did, B'Shigigas Shabbos, and the second half of the Melacha he did, B'Shigigas Melachis. And either Reb Zeira or Reb Yirmiyah actually asked, they asked a question, Mahu Sheitztarfu. Do they connect? Do they not connect? Is there a tziruf between the two? Or do we say, no, it's not called He'elam Echod. It's true that he didn't have an awareness, but it's a different aspect of non-awareness. One was Shigas Shabbos, one was Shigas Melochis. So if so, it could be they're not mitzdarif. And that's contrary to both Abaya and Rava at the beginning of our sugya. Omerle. So whoever was asked, if Reb Zeira asked Reb Asi, then Reb Asi answered, and if Reb Yirmiyah asked Reb Zeira, then Reb Zeira answered, Omar le, Chalukin lechatois v'lo mitztarfin. yes, you're right. Because it's a different type of shogeg, they're not mitzaref. We don't consider them as being a single issa. And even though he did a whole malacha, a whole katsira, or a whole tchina, nevertheless, they're not mitzaref. And according to Abaye Varava, they certainly should be mitzaref, because Abaye Varava say that shigigas Shabbos and shigigas Melochis are mitzaref, because you see that when they bring the korban of one patters the other. So it must be the mitzaref. If they're not mitzaref, how can the korban of one patter the other one? Says the continues the Gemara, v'chol heicha de chalukin lechatois loy mitzarefi. You who just said now that chalukin lechatois, since they shigigas Shabbos and shigigas Melochis are an independent source of chatos, it's a different mistake, and they're not mitzaref. There's one is a chatos for shigigas Shabbos and one is a chatos for shigigas Melochis. They're not mitzaref. Then we're going to have an issue. How are we going to learn the following Mishnah? V'hotnan, we learnt in the Mishnah contrary to that. We learnt as follows: Ochal chelav v'chelav. He ate at 1 o'clock a kazayis, a whole kazayis of chelav. At 2 o'clock, behelam echod, he did not become aware yet that at 1 o'clock he ate chelav, and at 2 o'clock he eats another kazayis of chelav. Einu chayav elo achas. That's your typical case of doing the same issa twice in the same lapse of unawareness. He only brings one korban chatos. However, ochal chelav at 1 o'clock he ate chelav, v'dam at 2 o'clock he drank blood, v'noisor at 3 o'clock he ate a korban that was noisor after the designated time of eating, or pigul, and at 4 o'clock he ate a korban that became possible because of machsheves pigul. There was some, when he did the avodah of either shchita, he shechted it in order, he had the wrong intentions, it's pigul, and he ate that at 4 o'clock, and each of these, if it's done by mistake, there's a chiyuv chatos. And he did all of them behelam echot. Chayev al kol echas ve'achas. Then of course he's chayev for each and every one, because it's a different issa. The one is chelev and one is dam, one is noisa, one is pigel. They cannot make one chatos. And the Mishnah says, "Zu chomer b'minin harbe mimin echod." This is an aspect of chumra which we find with when you're doing different averas that you don't find when you're doing one avera. When you're doing one avera like chelev, even if you do it twice, you only bring one chatos, providing it's behel amechod. But if you do a number of averas, even if it's behel amechod, you have to bring a separate chatos for each aver you did. Shem och v'zuchaim b'minim harbe min echod v'zuchaim b'min echod b'minim harbe. There's another type of chumra which is more chomor when you're eating one type than b'minim harbe, than if you're eating many types. And what's that? Shem ochal chetzi zayis. If at 1 o'clock he ate half a zayis, let's say of chelev, v'chozar v'ochal chetzi zayis mimin echod, and then straight away toich kadei achilas pras, he ate another zayis, another kazayis of the same issa, chayev. Then he's chayev. L'chayer, this is poshut. Since he ate it toich kadei achilas pras, then it's taken for granted that it's called one achila, and two half kazaisim is one kazais. There's no reason it shouldn't be chayev. We'll soon get back to that. The Gemara is going to discuss that. But either way, he's chayev echatos. Mishnei minim, if at 1 o'clock he ate half a kazais of one issa, and then immediately afterwards, teich kadei achilas pras, he ate another half a kazais of a different min, a different issa, potur, he's going to be potur. Because he didn't eat a single kazayis of any one issa. V'havinon bo, when we looked into these halachas, then mimin echod chayiv, tzricho lemeimar. What, when you're eating the same min, the same issa, and you're eating two half kazayisim, toich kadei achilas pras, tzricho lemeimar, you have to tell us that? It's poshut. V'omar Rish Lakish explained that halacha that seems to be poshut, that it's not so poshut. V'omar Rish Lakish mishum bar Tutni, in the name of Bar Tutni, Hochab Mayaskinon Kigoin Sheochlu Bishtei Tamchuyin. If it's two types of dishes, it's true it's the same Issa. They're both chelev. But one of them, for example, he cooked, and the other one he fried, he roasted. He ate, it's a different type of dish, but it's the same Issa. And that's the halacha, that even though it's a different type of dish, you ate half a kazayis of one type of dish, and techte dibul, you ate another half a kazayis of a different dish, you're going to be chayev for Rabbi Yeshua. And this is following Rabbi Yeshua, do omar tamchuyin mechalkin. In the event that you ate a whole kazayis of one type of dish and a whole kazayis of another type of dish, Rabbi Yeshua says that they are mechalkin, you have to bring two chatos. But here, since each one was only half, then even though two tamchuyin are mechalkin, they are reason for a different choiv of chatos, nonetheless, they are mitzarev to make a single issa that he has to bring a chatos for the chelev he ate. And what's the chiddush of this halacha? Mao de teima, I might have thought, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, when Rabbi Yeshua says that two different types of dishes, they are mechay of their own chatos if you ate two kazesim, one which was fried and one that was cooked, and both of them he ate behelam echod. But because it was two different types of dishes, you chayev two chatois, I might have thought, bein lekula, bein lechumra, it's two different isurim, bein lechumra, which means that if you ate two kazaisim, you have to bring two chatois, and also lekula, that if you ate half a kazais of one type of dish, and half a kazais of another type of dish, it's compared to two different isurim, and he will not be chayev, because each dish, he only ate half a kazais. Kumash malon, that's what we're coming to say here, the chiddush is, de lekula loy omar, lechumra ko omar, that only regarding a chumra, if you ate a whole kazayis of each dish, you have to bring two chatois. But if you ate half a kazayis of each, then we do not say this din of Rabbi Yeshua, and there we say that shtei tamchuin, even though if they were each a whole kazayis, they are mechalek, they are different chatois. If it's half a kazayis of each, then we say here's a chumra the other way, and we say they do merge together to make a single chiyuv of chelov, and he has to bring a chatos. V'ha'hocha, dechalukin lechatois, according to Rabbi Yeshua, shtei tamchuyin, two different types of dishes, they are chalukin lechatois. They are different reasons for chatos. Proof being that if you ate a whole kazayis of each dish, even though it was behelam echod, you have to bring two chatois. V'komitz tarfa, nonetheless we see that if you ate two half a kazayis of a different type of dish, they are mitzdarif. And this is contrary to what we saw before, either from Rav Asi or according to Rav Zera, depending who the question was asked to. Over there, when we had a chetzi gregris of Shigigas Shabbos and a chetzi gregris of Shigigas Melochis, and each is their own different type of Shegig. One is the Chatos for not knowing it's Shabbos, and one's a Chatos for not knowing that the Melochis were Asa, and over there they say that it isn't, that it's not Mitztarif. We said over there that it's Potur. That's the question of the Gemara. Omar Lei, so they answered as follows. Mar Aresha Masnila V'Kashile. This whole thing of what you just explained, that Rish Lakish said in the name of Bar Tutni that the halacha is following Rabbi Yeshua and two tamchuyin, you said it on the Reisha, on the case in the Mishnah that we quoted, that says that if you eat chetzi zayis of one issa, and then immediately afterwards chetzi zayis of the same issa, that, and we said there that he's chayev, and you asked a question, it's poshut, and then you answered as we answered, and then it turns out that even though it's chalukin lechatois, it's mitzdarif, and you asked a question. I'm going to say all that on the next case in the Mishnah there. The next case was, he eats chetzi zayis, and then immediately afterwards, he eats chetzi zayis of a different min, and potur, not chayiv, over there is potur. And on that, we're going to say what we just said, and then it's not a question. Let's see this inside. Anan asefem asninin lo. V'loi kashilon. We learned all this whole Rish Lakish on the next case in the Mishnah, and there it's not talking about chayev, it's talking about potur, and if so, there's no question on what we said before. Mishnei minin potur. We saw in the Mishnah that if somebody eats half a kazayis of one min, and tekhde achilas pras, he eats another half a kazayis of a different min, he's potur. Asks the Gemara, tzricha lemeim, of course he's potur, he didn't eat a whole shiur of any one issa. V'omar shlokish mishum bar tutni, and here shlokish says in the name of bar tutni, la'oilam mimin achir, the mimin echot. Sorry, this case is, even though it says it's talking about min achir, a different issa. No, it's one case. It's one issa. It's one min. It's one type. But v'may korelei shnei minin. Why is it called two different minim? And the halacha is actually potur because it's two minin. She'ochlu b'shnei tamchuyin. He ate the same issa, but two different kinds of dishes. Rabbi Shua, and it's following Rabbi Shua, the Omar tamchuyin mechalkin. As we saw before, the Rabbi Shua says that if you eat the same issa with two different kinds of dishes, if you ate a whole kazayis of each, they are mechalkin, and you have to bring two chatois. And the chiddush is the Omer Rabbi Shua bein lekula bein lechumra. Not only does Rabbi Shua hold that two different kinds of dishes is a different mechayev if you ate a whole kazayis of each, making you chayev two chatois, but even when you have half a kazayis of each, it's also called a different type of issa, and therefore it's not mitzdarif and is potter, and that complies with what we said before, the chalukin lechatois v'loy mitzdarifin. And says the Gemara, Midas Sefer Min Echod v'shnei tamchuyin. Since this last halacha in that Mishnah, which talks about a min achir, and we said no, it does not really mean achir, it's one min, just two different kinds of dishes. Since the Sefer is talking about min echod or shnei tamchuyin, Michlal Dereisha, going back to the case before that, that says you eat half a kazayis of one issa, and then another half a kazayis toichde achilas pras of the same issa. So we wanted to say before it's the same issa, but a different dish. Now we're off that. We're saying that only in the sefer. So the ratio must be talking about. That means the sefer. That says min acher means it's two dishes. So the case before that that says min echod is not two dishes. It's one dish. Min echod v'tamchoy echod. It must be talking about one issa and one type of dish. Min echod v'tamchei echod tzricha. We're back to our original question. What's the chiddush? If you eat half a kazayis of one issa and teichedei achilas pras, you eat another half a kazayis of the same issa, that you're chayiv. Of course you're chayiv. What's the chiddush? Says the Gemara notes. Omar Rav Huna hocha b'me'askinon shekoyin kegoyin choyse lo yediyo b'intayim. If he had an awareness, a knowledge, that the first half a kazayis that he ate was chaylev. For example, he ate half a kazayis of chaylev. He became aware that it was chaylev, and then toich kadei achilas pras, he ate another half a kazayis of the same issa, but he was not aware that the second half a kazayis was also chaylev. And do we say that it's called heilam echod, or do we say no? Normally, we say that if you have a yediyah, if you have knowledge and awareness of an issa between once that you're doing the issa and the second time, it's clearly a separate mechayev. But over here, the chiddush is that since the first issa was not a whole issa, it was only half an issa, and therefore it's not mechayev chatos, the idea, the awareness you had is not mechayev chatos, so it's not considered awareness. It's an insignificant awareness. And that's what Reb Gamliel says, that Reb Gamliel, he do'omar in yediya lechetzi shiur. Becoming aware that you did a half a shiur is not called a significant awareness. And therefore, if teich de achilas pras, you eat another half a kazayis, it's still called heilam echod, and you chayev echatos. And that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it's in spite of the fact that there was an awareness between the first half of kazayis you ate and the second half of kazayis, whereas normally an awareness is a new mechayev echatos, here it's not, because ein yediyo lechetzi shiur. Continues the Gemara, Itmar. Ochal shnei zeisei chaylev behelam echod. If at 1 o'clock a person ate a kazayis of chaylev, and he's still not aware that it was chaylev, at 2 o'clock he ate another kazayis of chaylev, and he's without knowing that the first kazayis was chaylev, and v'noydaloi al horishoin, and then at 3 o'clock he became aware that the kazayis he ate at 1 o'clock was chaylev. So now he's chayev korban chatos. V'chozar v'noydaloi al hasheni. At 4 o'clock he became aware that the kazayis he ate at 2 o'clock is also chaylev. And this is what we said at the beginning of the shiur today, when he didn't bring, had he brought his korban chatos at 3 o'clock, of course at 4 o'clock when he hears that the kazayis he ate at 2 o'clock was also chaylev, he's going to have to bring another chatos. But here he didn't bring the korban, he just became aware. And we'll soon see, it's not clear, did he become aware and also be mafrish a korban, or did he just become aware? But either way, for now in the Gemara it says he became aware, and he became aware at 3 o'clock that the 1 o'clock chaylev was chaylev, and at 4 o'clock he became aware that the 3 o'clock, the 2 o'clock chaylev was chaylev. Is the awareness that he had at 3 o'clock between the first kazayis and the awareness of the second zayis, does that make a new chiyuv chatos? Had he heard of both kazayisim, if at 3 o'clock he would have heard that the kazayis you ate at 1 and 2 are both chaylev, he heard it at the same time, that's the typical case of eating, doing 2 averas, behelam echod, there's 1 chatos. Here he didn't hear it once. He became aware in 2 lots. He first became aware that the 1 o'clock was chaylev and is chayev chatos. As far as his knowledge is concerned, he's only chayev chatos for 1 kazayis, for 1 o'clock. Only at 4 o'clock he becomes aware that he's also chayev chatos for the kazayis he ate at 2 o'clock. Do we say that since the isurim were eaten behelam echod, 1 chatos is enough? Or do we say since he had a yediyah and awareness of one before he became aware of the other, there's 2 chiyuvim of chatos? Rabbi Yehoshua machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Omar chayev shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, since you had an awareness at 3 o'clock of just one of these surim and you were not yet aware of the second issa, you have to bring a second chatos. 1 korban chatos you chayev at 3 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, when you hear that the kazayis you ate at 2 o'clock was also chaylev, you need to now bring another chatos, even if you didn't yet bring the first chatos. You have to bring 2 chatois. Rish Lakish Omar. Rish Lakish argues and says, no, einu chayev elo achas. He only has to bring 1 chiyuv because he ate the 2, behelam echod. Since the 2 isurim were done behelam echod, it's 1 chatos. The fact that you heard at different times, that does not make you have a new chiyuv chatos. And the Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are going to bring sources to their opinions from Psukim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayev, Rabbi Yochanan says the reason he's Chayev 2 is from the Pasuk that says, Oy hoy da'elov, if he became aware, became known to him, chatosoy asher choto, vehevi korbonoi, si'iras izim tmimon nekevo, al chatosoy asher choto. So Rabbi Yochanan learns that you learn from the Pasuk of al chatosoy, for every Avera he becomes aware of, Vehevi, he has to bring a separate Chatos. Rish Lakish Omar Potur. Rish Lakish brings a Pasuk that is Potur. That's a different Pasuk, where it says in the Pasuk, Veskol chelbo yaktir amizbecho, kechelev zevach hashlomim, vechiper olov hakoin, mechatosoi, venislechloi. Mechatosoi means from the Chatos, from what he did wrong. And even if the Chatos that he's chayev is only on part of what he did wrong, it covers everything he did wrong. He gets his slicha and his atonement, even if the chatos he brings is following an awareness of just part of the issa. Therefore, Rish Lakish says that even though you became aware of just one of them, that chatos is going to cover the second issa, again, providing that he becomes aware of the second issa that he did, the 2 o'clock chaylev, before he goes on. It means before he actually is makrib, he offers the korban on the mizbeach, and we'll soon see it could be, even has to be, before he dedicates the korban. Continues the Gemara. V'Rish Lakish hoksiv al chatosei v'hevi. What's Rish Lakish doing with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk that says that v'hevi, you have to bring a korban al chatosei for every chatos that you became aware of? At 3 o'clock I became aware of 1 chatos, I have to bring a chatos. At 4 o'clock I became aware of another one, I have to bring another one. But Rish Lakish doesn't hold you have to bring 2. What does he do with his pasuk? Says the Gemara, Hahu le'achar kapora. This is so, that Rish Lakish learns that if you became aware, that means at 4 o'clock you became aware that the kazayis you ate at 2 o'clock was chaylev, but at 3 o'clock when you became aware that the kazayis you ate at 1 o'clock was chaylev, if you then actually offered the korban, you brought the korban onto the mizbeach, then at that point, this pasuk says, mechatosei v'nislech loy, for every issa that you become aware of, you have to bring a separate korban, providing that the previous issa you became aware of has already had a korban on the mizbeach. But if there's not yet a korban on the mizbeach, then if I become aware of the second issa, then it can join together with the first issa that I became aware of independently first, and that he learned from the pasuk of mechatosei, even though I only became aware of part of the avera at first. Ul Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who learns out from al chatosei that knowledge, that knowing that the 1 o'clock issa was the kazayis you ate at 1 o'clock was chaylev, and you've heard about that before you realize at 4 o'clock that the 2 o'clock kazayis was chaylev. Then he learns out from al chatos, so you need to bring a separate chatos for every time you become aware of a different issa. What does he do with Rish Lakish's pasuk of mei chatosay? That even though you initially became aware of just part of an issa, then a korban exempts the whole issa. What's he going to do with that pasuk? Hochib ma'eskinon, he's going to tell us it's a chiddush for different halacha. What case? Kigoyin she'ochal kezayis or mechza. At 1 o'clock he ate 1.5 kezayisim of chaylev. He didn't know about it. And immediately after he ate the 1.5 kezayisim, v'noydaloy al kezayis, and he heard that one kezayis of the 1.5 kezayisim he ate was chaylev. V'chozar, and toich kedei achilas pras, he ate v'ochal kechetzi zayis achir, behel moishel sheni, before he became aware that the half a kezayis that he ate at 1 o'clock, right at the beginning, was chaylev, he ate another half of a kezayis. Mao de teimelit sarfoy, I might have thought that Rabbi Yochanan, who holds yedioys milchalkois, knowing that you did an issa, already cuts off what you knew about and what you're going to find out about later is going to be a new chiyuv chatos. Since he found out now about the first kezayis, there's a chiyuv chatos for the first kezayis. Now he's eating another half a kezayis, and it should be mitzdarif with the last half a kezayis that he ate at first to become a whole kezayis, to be chayiv a new korban, because yedioys mechalkois, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan should cut off the half a kezayis that he ate first with the full kezayis, and then we can merge it with the last kezayis. And when he finds out that the last half a kezayis he ate first and the half a kezayis he ate second, they are both chaylev, he's going to then bring another chatos. Komash malon, for that's the zechidish of this pasuk, says Rabbi Yochanan, I learn out with mei chatosoi, since he ate the 1.5 kezayisim together, and he found out about one kezayis, if he were to then bring a korban chatos on the kezayis, then the last half of kezayis would be totally exempt because it's less than a shiur. Therefore, we say that the idea he had of the first kezayis takes with it the last half of kezayis, which cannot stand independently. Even if he were to become aware at one point that the first kezayis was chaylev, and later on he would just hear that the last half of kezayis was chaylev, he wouldn't be mechayev chatos, because it's only half a kezayis. Since the half a kezayis cannot stand independently to be have a chiyuv chatos, therefore the idea of the kezayis will cover the extra half a kezayis that was eaten together with it, behelam echod. And that's the chiddush of mei chatosoi, that even though I only became aware of the kezayis, it exempts the last half of kezayis. The difference being, the halachic ramification of that will be that if you eat another half of kezayis afterwards, there will not be anything to be mitztaref with, and when you find out that the last half of kezayis is chaylev, it'll just be like you ate half a kezayis of chaylev, and you'll be potter. Continues the Gemara. Omar le Ravina le Ravashi. So what we've had till now is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yedioys mischalkois. If you became aware at 3 o'clock that what you ate at 1 o'clock was osa, and then you became aware at 4 o'clock that what you ate at 2 o'clock was osa, you have to bring two chatois. That's called yedioys. Having knowledge is mechalik, separates the two chiyuvim, and you chayev two chatois. Rish Lakish says, yedioys are not mechalkois. What we don't know yet, and we introduced this at the beginning of the shiur, when they say yedioys mischalkois, does that mean just a yedia? And then it will go without saying that if with the yedia you dedicated a korban, that will be the same. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if even just yedia is a mechalik, and you need to bring two chatois, if that yedia then followed on to dedicating a korban, of course, it's going to be, when you find out afterwards you have the awareness of the second issa you did, of course that's going to have a separate chatos. So that's the question. When Rabbi Yochanan says yedioys mischalkois, is it yedioys mischalkois irrespective of whether it was just a yedia or if it was also a hafrosha, a dedicating an animal? Maybe it's only if the yedia was accompanied by hafrosha. But if there's only a yedia, maybe Rabbi Yochanan agrees that's not enough of a knowledge, not enough of an awareness that is going to mechayev you to karbonis. And the same question we can have in Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, who says, and brought proof from a pasuk, that you bring, there's mechatos, that you bring one chatos, even though there's an awareness. Well, does he mean, even though there's an awareness with a hafrosha, maybe he holds only if there's an awareness on its own. But if the awareness brought to a hafrosha, that's a much higher level of awareness, and then even he will agree that you have to bring two chatois. For example, if at 3 o'clock you realized that the kazayis you ate at 1 o'clock was chaylev, then, and not only became aware of it, you actually took a korban and you dedicated it, you didn't offer it on the mizbeach, because then everybody agrees that there's a new chiyuv afterwards, but you just were mafresh, you dedicated it, and then at 4 o'clock you find out that the kazayis you ate at 2 o'clock was chaylev, maybe Rish Lakish will agree you have to bring a separate korban. Where are they arguing? Are they arguing only by yedios, but if there's also a frosha, everybody agrees that you have to bring two chatois? Are they arguing when there was also a hafrosha, but when there was no hafrosha, it was just the idea, everyone agrees that you bring just one chatos? Or were they arguing in both cases? Irrespective of whether there was or wasn't a hafrosha, the knowledge is enough. And that means with hafrosha or without hafrosha is the same machlekas. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to bring two chatois, and Rish Lakish says you bring one chatois. That's going to be the three stodim of Ravina. Ravina asked Ravashi as follows: De isyadale koidem hafrosha pligi. Is there argument? This is called option one. Option one is that they're arguing when there was just the idea and no hafrosha. Ubahal pligi, and that's why the machlekas is. Demar sovar Rabbi Yochanan says yedia is mechalka. It's just the knowledge, the awareness that what you ate at 1 o'clock is chaylev is enough to cut off the 1 o'clock chaylev with a chiyuv chatos, and now if you later find out at 4 o'clock that the 2 o'clock kazayis was chaylev, you need to bring a separate chatos. Umar sova froshes mechalkis, and then Rish Lakish will hold yediyos are not mechalik, but he will agree that if you're mafresh, you all at 3 o'clock you also knew, became aware, and also you're mafresh the korban, he'll agree that it's mechalkis, and you'll have to bring another korban when you realize at 4 o'clock that the 2 o'clock kazayis was chaylev. Avol la'achar afrosha, but in the event that there's a yedia and afrosha, moide le'Rish Lakish le'Rabbi Yochanan, then in that case, Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, as we just said, d'chayev shtayim. That means there's only a machlokes if yedia is mechalkos, but there's no machlokes that afrosha is a mechalkos. That's option number one. Oy dilma, or maybe option number two. The machlokes between them is if hafrosha is mechalkos. Ubahar pligi, the marasov hafrosha is mechalkos. Rabbi Yochanan says that hafrosha is mechalkos. Umarasov and Rish Lakish holds kaporo is mechalkos. Only if the korban was actually offered on the mizbeach at 3 o'clock, at that point, the yedia at 4 o'clock that the kazayis of 2 o'clock was chaylev definitely warrants its own chiyuv chatos. But aval koidem afrosha moidu le'Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish de'inu chayev elo achas. According to option number two, that the whole machlokes is if there was an awareness with a hafrosha. But if there was only an awareness, Rabbi Yochanan may agree to Rish Lakish that he only brings one carbon. Oy dilma, option number three. Bein bazu or bein bazu machlekas. The machlekas is in both. Everyone agrees that a kapora is machalkis. Then, and Rabbi Yochanan says, yedia with or without hafrosha, you bring two korbanos. Rish Lakish says, yedia with or without hafrosha, you bring one korban. That was the question that Ravina posed to Ravashi. Omale Ravashi said as follows: Mistabra, logic dictates that bein bazu ubein bazu machlekas. He says, I'm going to show you, I'll prove to you, that it makes sense to assume, like option number three, that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing both when there was just a yedia and also when there was also a hafrosha. De'isol kedaitoch koidem hafrosha pligi. If you hold that the machlekas is only when yedia is machalkis, that's option number one. Avol achar hafrosha, but if there's also a hafrosha, Moidele Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, everybody will agree, the chayev shtayim, that you have to bring two korbonis. If so, then we're going back to a Gemara we learned earlier on the Omud. We learned earlier in the Omud that Rabbi Yochanan learns from the pasuk of Al Chatosai that you have to bring a separate korban. Al Chatosai, for each awareness, you have to bring another korban. And the Gemara asked, what's Rish Lakish doing with the pasuk of Al Chatosai? And what did the Gemara answer? That Rish Lakish learns from there that if you actually brought the korban at 3 o'clock, what the Gemara calls La'achar Kapora, in that case, Rish Lakish will agree that you have to bring a separate Chatos for the awareness of 4 o'clock, and we don't say that one Chatos is enough. So the Gemara is saying, if Rish Lakish agrees that even if there was a Hafrasha with the Yediyah, and there was no Kapara, they had not yet been Makrivit, even there Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that he has to bring a separate Korban, then why don't you say that? When the Gemara asks you, Rish Lakish, what are you doing with Al Chatosai, say that even if there's no Kapara, even if I have not yet offered the Korban, but I have dedicated the Korban, I've been Mafresh the Korban, that you have to bring two Chatois like Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't you answer that? Adam Moikim Leikro La'achar Kapara, then for the same price, or even more so, that you explained before that the pasuk is going for after kapara that you need to bring two chatois, loik melacha afrasha. Say that the pasuk is going for after afrasha. And from the fact that we didn't say that, it seems to be that even after hafrasha, Rish Lakish holds you only bring one korban. So the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan that says you bring two korbanos must be after kapara. Says the Gemara, V'i achar afrasha pligi, according to what you're saying now, that there's a machlokes even after hafrasha, that Rabbi Yochanan says two, and Rish Lakish says that you bring just one, avol koidem afrasha. That means option number two we said before. If the machlokes is only after hafrasha, but koidem afrasha, moide le Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees it's not called the yediyos mechalkos if it's without hafrasha, de'ein echai velo achas, and he's only going to be chayev one. We have the same question now in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was asked that you learn out that you need a separate korban if you have a yediyah from Al Chatosai. But what are you, Rabbi Yochanan, going to do with the pasuk of Mei Chatosai v'nislach from Rish Lakish? The pasuk of Mei Chatosai seems to be that one korban can cover a part of an issa that was not included in the original yediyah. And when we asked you, Rabbi Yochanan, what you do with Mei Chatosai, you said it's talking about the half a kezayis that was eaten together with the full kezayis. So you ate 1.5 kezayisim, as we said before. Says the Gemara, if you, Rabbi Yochanan, agree, according to option number two of Ravina, if you agree that the whole machlokes is only after hafrasha, but in the case where there was a yediyah without hafrasha, you, Rabbi Yochanan, also agree you only bring one korban, why don't you say that? That's what the pasuk is for. Mei Chatosai means that if at 3 o'clock I became aware of the 1 o'clock issa, and I was not mafrish the korban, the chatos yet, then at 4 o'clock you become aware of the 2 o'clock issa, a single chatos works for both, and that's what you learn from the pasuk. Adomoiki lo krob kezayis umechza, instead of learning that Mei Chatosai v'nislach teaches us the halacha of the 1.5 kezayisim, loik mekoidem hafrasha, say that pasuk tells us that if you have a yediyah without a hafrasha, that you only have to bring one korban. So either, and the fact that we don't say that, it seems to be that the machleik, that even when there was a yediyah without hafrasha, Rabbi Yochanan says you have to bring two korbanos. So therefore it seems logic dictates that they're arguing in both. That's what the Gemara says. Mistabra bein bazu machleikas. Good. Says the Gemara, no. But Dilma, it could be that when you ask the two questions on Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish before, then and you, Ravina, now said, you, Rav Ashi, now said to Ravina that it makes sense that from that sugya before, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing both, also when there's just the idea, and also when there's the idea with Afrasha. That's not necessarily the case. And the Gemara is going to explain how you can explain the previous Gemara with the Psukim without getting stuck in this dance between, if you say the Machlokes is like option number one, then we have a problem with Rish Lakish, and if you say option number two, we have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, Rav Ashi wanted to say option number three, says the Gemara, no. Dilma Sfuke Masapkale, could be in the yeshiva, they actually had a suffix. Was it option number one? Was it option number two? And they said as follows, Imtim Tzoloima Koma. It's an Imtim Tzoloima. As follows, Imtim Tzoloimar Koidem Afrosha Pligi Borab Yechanon, if you say, like option number one, that the whole Machloikos is before Afrosha, then we have a question, Heicha Moikile Lekro, what's Rabbi Yechanon going to do with the Pasuk? Because according to option number one, Rabbi Yechanon says you bring two chatois, whether there's a Afrosha and whether there's just a Yediyah. So it's true that if there was an option number two, and in that case Rabbi Yochanan says that if there's just a Yediyah without Hafrosha, you bring one, then Mechatosai Rabbi Yochanan will say is for that halacha, when there's just Yediyah without Hafrosha. But according to option number two, Im Timtzaleima, that you're learning like option number one, that Rabbi Yochanan says you bring two Chatois when there was Hafrosha and even when there was just Yediyah, what's he then going to do with the Pasuk of Mechatosai? And for that he answers, because I is a mechza, we use it for the kazayis, for the 1.5 kazaisim. V'im timtzalei malacha afrosha pligi, and if you say that, like option number two of Ravina, that the machlokas is by la'achar afrosha, only after afrosha there's a machlokas, but before the afrosha, if it was just the idea, everybody agrees that you bring one korban, then. Because according to option number one, where the whole machlokes is by idea, then by afrosha everybody agrees that there's two korbonos. If he was mafresh at 3 o'clock, he has to bring two chatois. Then we can't ask Rish Lakish, what are you doing with al chatosai? He needs al chatosai to say that after afrosha you bring a separate korban. But according to option number two, that Rish Lakish says you bring one korban even after afrosha, only according to option number two, we're going to have a question, what's he doing with al chatosai? And for that he says, because indeed, according to option number two, Rish Lakish only holds you have to bring two chatois if it's after kapora, if he's actually offered up the korban. If he's just, even just dedicated the korban, then he only has to bring one korban. So in the Gemara, the fact that they each explained each other's psukim the way they did, and didn't explain it in the way that the Gemara, the Rav Ashi, said that his logic dictated that they should each use it for one or two afroshas, as we said before, is because it was a dance, it was a suffix. We don't know. That means we could, Rabbi Yochanan could have said that the pasuk of Mechatosoi is if there's just the idea, but that's only according to option number two. And we could have said that Rish Lakish uses Al Chatosoi, that you have to bring a separate korban if there's also Hafrosha, but Rish Lakish only holds that according to option number one. So because we don't know what to do with the psukim for the other option, therefore the Gemara said that in any event, we have what to learn out from these psukim, either after kapara or 1.5 kazesim. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.